But right now, we're here with Jim, and with the Wheel of Anger, we have spun it, and we've got emotional support animals.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Mark?
Yeah.
Before I get on to emotional support animals, can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
Smokers need to start dying faster. I'm sorry you're all addicted and stuff, and you got into it when you were young and stupid, but hey, I never told you to go to that Morrissey concert.
All right.
The fact is, every time one of you butt burners takes a cigarette break outside your place of work or at the beach or in a park, you're robbing me. You're sticking your Chesterfield 100 deep into my chest and robbing me of my right to breathe fresh, clean air. I ask you, what makes you think you have the right to force me to walk a gauntlet of secondhand smoke every time I wish to support my local mom and pop and get an extra purchase of electrified nipple clamps?
Yeah.
Or walk into a bar and yell, "All you pussy bikers suck." If you want to immerse yourselves in a cloud of toxic gas, go to Arby's and sit next to Paul Sorvino. Besides, the rest of us are already paying out our polyp-laden wazoos and tax dollars just to keep you losers on life support long after you should have dropped dead on the golf course. And no, it does not make it all right if you ask, "Mind if I smoke?" Hell no. Mind if I crap in your mouth? Which, of course, brings me to today's Wheel of Anger subject, emotional support animals. But before I go on, I just want to make this public service announcement. To the owner of the brown Humvee with the license plate, Spesh 1, you're neither special nor the only one driving a 6-ton Panzer in Burbank. You're only a putz. A big putz in a brown car that pollutes, wastes precious resources, and looks like a big turd on wheels. My wish is that one morning during your post-crispy cream nap, somebody welds you shut inside your Hummer with nothing but a bag full of pretzels and airdrops you over Haditha, where you can help the eager locals recreate the last scene from Day of the Locust. Last scene from Day of the Locust. Edit that out later. And finally, to the guy who sent that email with the heading Albuquerque Diaper Headsman Connector, thanks for the note. At first I thought it was spam. Thank goodness I had the presence of mind to read the whole message. Now I know more about Albuquerque Diaper Headsman Connector than I ever did before. Thank you. And now you can look forward to my reply, Bloat Universal Scarce Borg Abernathy.
Jim, I'm sorry, but we're running out of time on this one. We have guests in the studio. Now, you never got to the emotional support animals. Well, I was looking forward to that.
That's all right, Mark. You know, I never had anything to say about emotional support animals anyway. That was just a clever narrative device.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for playing along, hippie.
Uh-huh.
You've just taken a ride on my Wheel of Anger. I'm Jim Earl, and you've been Earled.
That, you know, Jim, I got to be candid with you, and you guys can feel free to get involved in this conversation.
What?
Now, I know that some of these Wheel of Angers, these are obviously your real feelings, and you really are one of those people that don't think that smokers should be allowed to smoke outside either?
No. The hell no. You spend all day in a crappy cubicle in your office, and then you walk through the entrance to get some sunlight and fresh air, and these pigs are out there puffing away, and you have nowhere to go. You have no escape from cigarette smoke.
You can't walk another 10 feet or have them walk another 10 feet?
Why should I walk another 10 feet to get away from their toxic fumes?
Because apparently it bothers you.
They should go to a cell somewhere.
Yeah. Do you hear that, Laughing Andy? Do you hear this? This is what you call liberal fascism.
But they could be offended by, your hair. Or your looks.
Yeah,
they could be offended by that.
They don't have to inhale that.
It's not going to kill them either.
P.S. I loved the reference to the final scene of the Day of the Locust, because that's where Donald Sutherland jumps up and down on this little boy until he bleeds to death. It's the most horrifying moment.
Then he gets ripped apart, doesn't
he? Yeah.
And that's why I love Hollywood.
I know.
What a place. So, listen, Dino Vidala, tomorrow night with me and Jim David, Laughing Liberally, and Katie Halper. I'm not going to call her Janet anymore. Will Durst, Rick Overton is going to be there. Is that the lot of it? There's going to be video presentation.
It's a great show.
With
very funny.
Janine Garofalo,
yes.
And there's some other stuff.
And Sam Cedar from Air America.
I know Sam. He does a show on this network.
That is
right,
correct.
Before our show that we do here.
That is correct.
Sam's one of the good guys.
Yeah.
We will be back with Katie Halper. Look, I don't even smoke anymore. I just
Cigars.
I don't smoke anything. I quit that 2 months ago.
You're a poser.
Huh?
Poser.
What do you mean I'm a poser? Listen to you. Self-righteous, strident man.
Poser.
I'm not a poser.
Poser.
We'll be back.